Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you about the goings-on in our listening area in the coming days and weeks and even months. We call this segment the Triangle Bulletin Board. We read from various sources, including the Arts and Living section of last Sunday's News and Observer, the current weekend section of the News and Observer, and the current issue of the Independent Weekly, as well as other sources, including the Pinecone Traditional Review and the news releases from the North Carolina Symphony. And let us start with the Pinecone Traditional Review, their 2011-2012 season is slowly winding down, and they have three concerts left, all of which will take place in the Daniels Auditorium, which is located in the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. Those three concerts are, the first one is on April 15th, which used to be tax day, but not this year, April 15th at 3 p.m., and will feature Alexandro Santoyo. The second one, May 13th, 2012, Sheila K. Adams. And finally, on June 10th, 2012, at 3 p.m., Grass Street. Once again, all of these performances will take place in the Daniels Auditorium at 3 p.m. on those dates that I just read. The April 15th concert featuring Alejandro Santoyo will debut a new original composition inspired by photographs taken by Jose Galvez at this special Music of the Carolinas concert. Santoyo will also perform his own original songs and compositions influenced by various styles of Latin American music. Once again, April 15th, it's a Sunday, 3 p.m., Alejandro Santoyo in the Daniels Auditorium, in the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. And if I have not mentioned this to you before, these concerts are free and open to the public. And as you know, Pinecone has various activities going on throughout the month. Every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Tir Nog Nog pub in downtown Raleigh, there is a Tir Nog Nog Irish music session. Pinecone and Tir Nog Nog co-sponsor a weekly Irish music session that combines teaching and playing. This traditional Irish music session meets every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m., either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage. Every Sunday, 3 p.m., 3 to 6 p.m. at Tir Nog Nog, which is located at 218 Blunt Street in downtown Raleigh. And on the second and fourth Mondays of each month, there is a bluegrass jam at the Busy Bee Cafe starting at 7 p.m. The Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Bluegrass Jam, second and fourth Mondays of each month at 7 p.m. in the Busy Bee Cafe. Shape Note Sing takes place on the fourth Sunday of each month from 2 to 4 p.m., the fourth Sunday of the month, 2 to 4 p.m. This takes place at the Friends Meeting House, which is located at 625 Tower Street in downtown Raleigh. And this is a monthly event, fourth Sunday of the month, 2 to 4 p.m. So we have a lot of Pinecone events going on in our listening area, and I certainly hope that you take advantage of them. For more information about this, you can call Jamie Katz at 919-664-8333. Don't forget, you have to dial 919 now every time you make a call within listening area, in the area code area. 919-664-8333 for information about the Pinecone Session Spotlight. Aurora Musicalis String Quartet will perform Haydn's Seven Last Words of Christ Opus 21 for String Quartet, accompanied by Mark Strand's poem After the Seven Last Words at the Church of the Nativity, which is located at 8849 Ray Road in Raleigh. And this will take place at 7 p.m. on Good Friday, April 7th. Part of the church's Spirituality and the Arts series, the performance commemorates the events of Good Friday, and the string ensemble comprises Arianna Iliga at the violin and North Carolina Symphony musicians Rebecca Binford on the violin and Christine Martin on the viola and Elizabeth Billman on the cello. The Seven Last Words of Christ is a work originally written for orchestra by Franz Joseph Haydn in 1785 and revised in 1787 for string quartet. Aurora Musicalis at the Church of the Nativity, Good Friday, April 7th at 7 p.m. The Church of the Nativity is located at 8849 Ray Road in downtown Raleigh. Or not downtown, it's in Raleigh. And let's move over to the goings-on at the North Carolina Symphony. And the North Carolina Symphony takes concert-goers to River City, Iowa, next week, April 13th to the 15th, when resident conductor William Henry Curry leads the orchestra and noted area actors in a semi-stage production of Meredith Willson's treasured Broadway musical, The Music Man. The Pops series performances takes place at Raleigh's Maimondi Concert Hall on Friday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, April 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. And a matinee performance follows on Sunday, April 15th at 3 p.m. Maestro Curry and the orchestra take the stage to perform unforgettable songs from a score of favorites that include 76 Trombones, You Got Trouble, Till There Was You, Marion the Librarian, and the Wells Fargo Wagon, excuse me. For ticket information for this performance, go to the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services number at 919-733-2750 or call toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. Once again, that's April 13th, 14th, and 15th at Maimondi Concert Hall. The North Carolina Symphony brings the Music Man to the stage. And later on in the month of April, the North Carolina Symphony will tour the Western North Carolina. The various performances will be led by the first one, music director Grant Llewellyn, head west to Lexington, and then Mars Hill, Cherokee, and Flat Rock. And those performances will take place on April 24th through the 28th, or 27th, really. The final performance will be on April 28th in Chapel Hill. The performances take place at the following locations. The Edward C. Smith Civic Center in Lexington. That will be on Tuesday, April 24th at 7:30 p.m. In the Moore Auditorium at Mars Hill College in Mars Hill on Wednesday, April 25th at 7:30 p.m. In the Cultural Arts Center at Cherokee Central Schools in Cherokee, Thursday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. In the Blue Ridge Conference Hall at Blue Ridge Community College in Flat Rock on Friday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. And finally, in Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. This is a exciting tour, and you'll be very, very satisfied if you have a chance to attend. And for complete information on this Western tour and for directions to the various venues, you can call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877. Try that again, 1-877-627-6724. And tickets are currently on sale for the Itzhak Perlman performance on May 15th in Maimondi Concert Hall. Itzhak Perlman will perform Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto with the North Carolina Symphony on that date. Perlman enjoys superstar status rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House. Itzhak Perlman with the North Carolina Symphony on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. You can purchase tickets by calling 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. You can also go to Ticketmaster.com to get tickets for this very exciting event. And on May 29th in Maimondi Concert Hall, Natalie Merchant performs with the North Carolina Symphony, and tickets are on sale for that performance now. The internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant will join the North Carolina Symphony for this single performance on Tuesday now, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. Concert takes place, as I said, in Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. Over the past 30 years, Merchant's distinctive voice and gift for storytelling through music and unique stage presence has earned her a place among America's most respected artists. She joins the orchestra led by conductor James Bagwell for selections from her latest album, Leave Your Sleep, along with new and previously recorded songs. Natalie Merchant with the North Carolina Symphony on Tuesday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased by calling 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 1-877-627-6724. And the North Carolina Symphony's popular outdoor concerts return for another season as the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series brings thrilling music for relaxed listening to Carrie's Booth Amphitheater. This summer marks the 27th anniversary of performances at Regency Park and the orchestra's 12th season in the stunning Lakeside Pavilion built by the town of Cary. Summerfest opening night launches your summer of music on May 26th, featuring Play with the Pros. The summer celebration continues on Sunday, June 30, with Rhapsody in Blue. And by popular demand, Maestro Curry and the orchestra will revisit a program that was rained out last year, and that will take place on Saturday, June 9th. The concert is entitled The Pines of Rome. On Saturday, June 16th, brings beloved stories to life musically as Maestro Curry and the North Carolina Symphony perform The Witch's Ride from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. On Saturday, June 23rd, Associate Conductor Sarah Hicks takes us back a few decades for Totally 80s Rewind. The Summerfest finishes up on Saturday, July 7th, with Associate Conductor Sarah Hicks and A Night in Paris. And, of course, the symphony will always be at the Booth Amphitheater on July 4th. This year, July 4th is on a Wednesday, and visit that venue on that day for not only the great music, but the fireworks and the other activities that take place on that celebration of the birth of our nation. For ticket information on all of these events, call 919-733-2750. Or call toll-free 1-877-627-6724. The Booth Amphitheater, in case you don't know this, is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. And continuing with the North Carolina Symphony, the symphony is going to once again hold the NCS Kids Young People's Concerts in the coming year. The 2012-2013 concert series has been announced. The series opens on Saturday, October 27th, with Halloween Spooktacular. And Tales of Enchantment await on Saturday, January 5th, as the orchestra steps into the magical world of Mother Goose. And the series closes on Saturday, March 9th, 2013, with Rhythm in Your Rubbish. That's the North Carolina Symphony's Young People's Concerts 2012-2013. The concerts will be performed twice on all those days that I've mentioned. The first concert's at 1 o'clock, and the second one is at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. To get information about tickets to this series, call 919-733-2750 or toll-free 1-877-627-6724. And the North Carolina Symphony has announced its 2012-2013 classical series, and that season will be kicked off on June 7th with gala events, including celebration of the orchestra's 80th anniversary season. So on June 7th, this is June 7th, 2012. Mission Impossible, which is a black tie fundraising gala event at the pavilions at the Angus Barn, will be an extraordinary evening of performances by members of the symphony. So the 2012-2013 classical kickoff will take place on June 7th. And, of course, that series runs from the fall through 2013. And once again, the telephone number for those concerts are 919-733-2750 or toll free at 1-877-627-6724. And if you are planning to be in the Winston-Salem area on Thursday, April 19th, Arts Access Incorporated is pleased to present Arts for All, including children of all abilities and arts education activities. This is a workshop on strategies for including children of all abilities in arts education activities. The target audience is arts educators, summer camp and after-school staff, and the workshop is designed to support both teaching artists and program administrators. Topics to be covered include disability awareness and understanding, working with families, marketing registration procedures, needs assessment, activity modification, and inclusion strategies, as well as many others. The workshop will take place on Thursday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Sawtooth School for Visual Arts, located in the Milton Road Center for the Arts at 251 North Spruce Street in Winston-Salem. And the cost of the program is $50, which includes lunch and program materials. For information, call 919-833-9919. That's 919-833-9919. That is a Arts for All workshop, Thursday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Sawtooth School for Visual Art in Winston-Salem. Cost is $50. It's a good deal. And now let's move on to activities that will be taking place in other areas of our listening area, starting with Cary. A lot going on in Cary as usual. This is on April 10th. The Green Hope High School Band Concert will take place at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Regency Park. On April 12th, 7 o'clock Rock Series presents Saludos Compe at 7 p.m. in downtown Cary, and this is a free event. And for information on that event, call 919-469-4061. On April 13th, the Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Pictures at an Exhibition. It's a spring concert starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Cary Arts Center. Call 919-469-4069 for information about that. On April 15th, Nazim Hikmet Poetry Festival will take place in the Paige Walker Arts and History Center at 2 p.m., and that's a free event. The phone number for information is 919-460-4963, April 15th at 2 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. On April 15th, the Triangle Youth String Orchestras will perform at 3 p.m. in the Cary Arts Center. That's a free event. The phone number is 919-469-4069. On April 18th, Laugh Riot, clean comedy series featuring John Feltz and Mike Santo, will be performed at 7 p.m. in downtown Cary. This is a free event, and for information on this, call 919-469-4061. On April 20th, Fate, F-A-T-E, presents Briar Patch Performs, 7:30 p.m. All shows are at the Fate's Space, which is located at 267 Grand Heights Drive in Cary. For information on that, go to www.fate, that's F-A-T-E, number 4, dot U-S. And on April 20th to 21st, the 3D Jazz Project presents the Roman numeral 9. That will take place on Friday at 7 p.m. and on Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. in the Cary Art Center. That's Friday, April 20th at 7 p.m. and on Saturday, April 21st at 2 and 7 p.m. in the Cary Art Center. And for information on that, call 919-469-4069. As always, a lot going on in the town of Cary. And back in Raleigh, the Raleigh Little Theater will present Arthur Miller's play, The Crucible. Those performances will take place from April 13th through the 29th at the Raleigh Little Theater, which, of course, is on Polk Street in Raleigh. And for ticket information on that, call 919-821-3111 or go to RaleighLittleTheater.org. The Crucible, April 13th to 29th in Raleigh Little Theater. And going over to Durham, the Duke performances in Durham, in the Page, this is Saturday, April 14th, in the Page Auditorium, Indian music royalty Anushka Shankar and the Traveler Ensemble will perform. They say there are limited tickets available, so you can call quickly if you're interested, 919-684-4444, Saturday, April 14th, Anushka Shankar and the Traveler Ensemble. On Thursday, April 19th, in the Page Auditorium again at 8 p.m., Richard Goode at the piano will perform Chopin and Schumann. Thursday, April 19th at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium. And on Saturday, April 28th, Persian music legend Mohammad Reza Shazarian and the Shahnaz Ensemble. I'm sure I'm butchering those names. They will perform on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. in the Durham Performing Arts Center, all part of the Duke performances at Duke University. And for ticket information about all of these performances, call 919-684-4444. And do you know that you have 6 feet of DNA in every cell? How do we know that? Well, you'll find out by attending the opening of the new wing of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences on April 20th and 21st. That's in downtown Raleigh, located at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Street. That's the new wing opening on April 20th, 21st, and they will tell you how and why you have 6 feet of DNA in every cell. Sounds pretty interesting to me. This is an opening event, and for information, go to naturalsciences.org, April 20th, 21st, in the new wing of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. And Meredith College will have an Easter Community Sunrise service on Easter Sunday morning, which is April 8th, at 6:30 a.m. At the Meredith College Amphitheater, located at 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. In case of inclement weather, the services will be held in Jones Chapel. Easter Community Sunrise Service event on Sunday morning, Easter, April 8, 2012, 6:30 a.m., Meredith College Amphitheater. And if you're interested in finding out a little more about the area that you live in, you can take a walking tour and find out 24 incredible things to know about North Carolina and Raleigh. on this 1.5-mile professionally guided tour, guided walking tour, and that will take place through Thursday, April 12th at 10 a.m. in the North Carolina Nature Research Center, which is located at 11 West Jones Street in Raleigh. And the cost of that tour is $24. For information, call 919-371-2653. That's the walking tour of the Raleigh, North Carolina and Raleigh area. 1.5 miles, professionally guided, starting at 10 a.m. now through Thursday, April the 12th. And I'm not sure if I gave you that phone number, but it's 919-371-2653, or go to tobaccoroadtours.com. 919-371-2653 or tobaccoroadtours.com. And, of course, we don't want to leave anybody out. If you're interested in going to Fayetteville, or if you live in Fayetteville or in the Fayetteville area, you can participate in the celebration of Fayetteville's Dogwood Festival. It's the 30th anniversary of this event. It includes arts and crafts, a car show, and kids activities, and two stages. The concerts will take place on several days. Gretchen Wilson will perform on Friday, April 27th, and there is a free concert on Saturday, April 28th, featuring Eve Six and Spin Doctors. The Gretchen Wilson concert is not a free event. Tickets are $10 online and $15 if purchased at the box office. So that's in Fayetteville on Friday, April 27th, and Saturday, April 28th. Come celebrate the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and their 30th anniversary. Call 910-323-1934. That's 910-323-1934. And if you are a contemporary art buff or devotee, you should attend the Alexander Calder and Contemporary Art Form exhibition at Nasher Museum of Art at Duke University. That is currently taking place and will continue to take place through June 17, 2012. Tickets are now on sale by calling 919-684-4444. That's the Nasher Museum, Nasher, N-A-S-H-E-R, Museum of Art at Duke University through June 17th. And tax time is rapidly approaching us, and once again, if you are interested in having your federal and income tax returns prepared free of charge, you can have that done at St. Andrew Catholic Church in Apex on Saturday mornings. For an appointment, call 362-0414, extension 118. Volunteers will prepare those returns for you free of charge. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time, and thank you for listening.